علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 83rd sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about in some of the phrases of this sermon, he talks about the manifestations of piety, and especially for managers these manifestations are critical and crucial, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam says in one of the phrases, waqtarafa fa'tarafa, that when a pious person, he falls into the traps of mistakes, he quickly confesses. And this confession takes if he's in a leadership position, would take the community further, will make the people realize that the leadership is truthful and is really concerned about the goals that it wants to achieve. So, having that wonderful trait is actually a manifestation of piety that inshallah will create great effects in the institute that is being led.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he talks about this fact that a pious person makes mistakes, it may come to someone's mind that if a person is pious, then how can he make mistakes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين تقوا, that certainly those who are pious, إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا, when a group of shaitans, or maybe a shaitan or a devil, okay, comes and touches them, tadhakkaru, they quickly become mindful. So it is possible for a pious person to be inflicted by the devil. Now, when we talk about this, not, your mind should not go to those weird ideas that people get, you know, like they need the devil enters them. And, no, we don't talk about these ideas. We're talking about the fact that, yeah, there are certain devils, there are jinnat, what we call the jinn, the shayateen, the satans that have, they kind of have an influence over us, over human beings, by whispering wrong things and giving wrong ideas to people. So the pious people also sometimes get affected by these things. They kind of, in this verse says, مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, like a wind blowing onto someone. It's just like, it's kind of a waft that flows towards them, and then they push it away basically by becoming mindful. So sometimes it is possible that such a situation happens for a person who is pious. But what is important is that pious person immediately becomes mindful. And here it is shown in the way a person confesses to that mistake that is done, to that error that is committed, and that causes, of course, people to realize the truthfulness of the leader and the manager. And of course, sometimes it may have some consequences that are not likable, but it is the best thing to do at that particular time. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Many times, it is because people do not confess about the mistakes that they do that cause the society to become worse and worse, because they don't want to be humble enough to come and accept that they did something wrong. And therefore, they push the communities left, right, and they cause corruption and destruction with time. And we ask Allah to protect us from this particular, these types of traits.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, وَوَجِلَ فَعَمِلَ, another quality of one who is pious, and therefore one who is supposed to be a leader, if a person has a managerial position and he wants to be pious, is that وَوَجِلَ فَعَمِلَ, is one who becomes afraid, فَعَمِلَ, and when becomes that, when fear strikes him, he acts, he does something, he takes some measures. So sometimes some people, they get afraid, fear comes into their hearts, but like they do not do any practical, they do not take any practical steps. So a person may come across a certain news or a certain, phenomenon ahead of him and becomes afraid. It may cause some kind of stress, you can say, in his heart. But when he gets stressed, what does he do after that? Does he take any practical steps? Just being stressed is not enough. If you know there's going to be ahead of you, there is an economic, embargo or an economic problem that is going to face the country very soon, I, as a company, what am I supposed to do? Just being stressed is not enough. Sometimes you may face big losses and it causes you to fear or to become stressed about what will happen next. Here a person needs to take action quickly. وَوَجِلَ فَعَمِلَ. Now, I'm talking about this in these statements in a leadership context. They can be discussed in a private, personal context also. But in a leadership context, a person, when comes across such fearful circumstances, needs to quickly take steps. فَعَمِلَ. And of course, the way to do that is through using the intellect. The way to do that is through, consulting the right people, consultation, or the, what they call mashwara. And also the way to do that is by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success. All of these factors, all of these things need to be together so that the right action is performed. But just being afraid, just being stressed, and just being worried is not enough. What is important now is to channel that fear, that stress, into an action, but that even a positive, good, firm action that will lead to good results. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه